Next, we'll report on a country that's already made the transition to democracy. Nearly all the votes counted in Sunday's parliamentary election in Ukraine, and now it appears the leaders of the country's Orange Revolution will assume control of the government. One figure has emerged as the big winner. She's Yulia Tymoshenko, the popular former prime minister who's galvanized the support of Ukrainians hoping she'll be a force for change. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Kiev.
Yulia Tymoshenko was never seen in the same chic outfit twice, but there are some things that haven't changed since she rose to power 3 years ago in the Orange Revolution: her trademark crown of braided blonde hair, or her determination. On election night last Sunday, when Tymoshenko was swamped by reporters in her swank campaign press center, she dismissed any notion the Orange Coalition's tiny lead in votes would make governing difficult.
We've agreed that it's necessary to pass an entirely new constitution, bring the authorities under control, and establish justice in Ukraine.
Tymoshenko appears set to become Ukraine's prime minister after improving her results since last year's showing by 10% of the vote. Political analyst Vadim Karasyul says Tymoshenko is a quick learner and a consummate political operator.
She's smart, sensitive, and understands the nature of the game. And she has a will to power.
Tymoshenko comes from the industrial eastern Dnipropetrovsk region and counts powerful billionaire tycoons among her supporters. That's brought accusations of corruption, as did her lucrative former job in the natural gas industry that made her very rich and earned her the nickname Gas Princess. Tymoshenko became an icon of the Orange Revolution in 2004 when the pro-Moscow administration was swept out of power. But as prime minister under her erstwhile ally, pro-Western President Viktor Yushchenko, Tymoshenko's attacks against businessmen she called corrupt and her demands for increased welfare spending led to bitter infighting. The president sacked her in 2005. Now Tymoshenko's back, and some believe she can bridge the splits in Ukrainian society.
I'm standing on Kiev's main Khrushchev Street, where some of Ukraine's deep divisions are symbolized in plain sight. I can see Western shops and lots of people casually strolling. Many here say they want Ukraine to become a stable part of Europe. But Khrushchev is flanked by grim Stalinist buildings. Much of the population is still very poor, and one feels this place still has a long way to go to get to Europe.
The main split is between Western Ukraine, which generally supports the Orange camp and wants to boost ties to the European Union, and the Eastern Industrial Coal Basin that has a preponderance of Russian speakers and wants to retain links to Moscow. Sunday's vote showed that Tymoshenko had eroded Eastern Ukraine's support for her old rival, the pro-Moscow Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych was displaced by the Orange Revolution, but returned to power as prime minister in 2006. Analyst Vadim Karasyul says Tymoshenko's success was part of a deliberate strategy.
Much of Tymoshenko's new support came from the East, where she successfully raised social issues such as wages and pensions. She wants to become a truly national leader.
But Tymoshenko's success also came at the expense of the Orange Revolution's leader, President Yushchenko. Many of his supporters blame him for allowing Prime Minister Yanukovych back into power. Back on Khrushchev Street, 21-year-old Kiev resident Natalia Mozgovienko says she voted for President Yushchenko's party in the last elections, but not this time.
I support Yulia Tymoshenko now because she represents democratic ideals and stands up for the people's interests instead of just talking about them.
Many Ukrainians believe Tymoshenko's success in the weekend's elections is only a stepping stone. They expect her to run in the next presidential elections in 2010. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Kyiv.